Hey everyone, and welcome back to Relationship Goals. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real for a sec. Relationships can be amazing, right? Like, seriously magical when you've got that connection that feels just right. But let's also talk about the not so magical parts, because even in the best of partnerships, things can get tangled up. We all know those moments when it's like, wait a minute, am I losing myself in this? That's where boundaries come in, my friends. Boundaries are your personal VIP line. They keep things healthy, respectful, and, most importantly, prevent you from feeling like you're constantly walking on eggshells. So, buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into the world of creating those rock-solid boundaries that will level up your relationships. We're gonna break down 5 key takeaways that will make all the difference in keeping things balanced and beautiful. First up, recognize your needs seriously. This is like oxygen for a healthy relationship. Ever felt drained after spending time with someone who just doesn't seem to get your need for alone time? Or maybe you're constantly giving advice but never receiving it back? It's time to tune in and identify what makes you feel good. What are your non-negotiables? What drains you? Knowing this stuff is like having a personal cheat sheet for setting those boundaries. Number 2, communicate, communicate, communicate. It might seem obvious, but so many of us struggle with this. We get scared to rock the boat or hurt someone's feelings. But trust me, clear and honest communication about your needs is way more respectful than bottling it all up and eventually exploding. Trust me, I've been there. Number 3, practice saying no like it's your superpower. Seriously, learning to say no isn't selfish, it's self-care. You don't have to explain yourself endlessly or feel guilty for prioritizing your well-being. Sometimes a simple, I appreciate the offer, but I can't commit to that right now, is all you need. Next up, remember that boundaries are a two-way street. It's not just about what you need, it's also about respecting your partner's needs and boundaries too. Healthy relationships involve give and take, compromise, and understanding each other's limits. Think of it like a dance. You both need to be moving in the same rhythm to make it work. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It's not a one-time thing, and it takes time to figure out what works best for you and your partner. Don't be afraid to adjust those lines as needed. Relationships evolve, and so do our needs. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've got a friend who loves borrowing your stuff, but they rarely return it. You've tried hinting, you've even mentioned it directly, but nothing seems to work. You start feeling resentful, and it puts a strain on the friendship. That's where setting a clear boundary comes in. Maybe you decide that from now on, you're only lending out items you're willing to part with permanently. Or maybe you implement a system where borrowed items are returned within a specific time frame, like, hey, if I lend you something, it would be awesome if you could have it back by date so I can use it. T. It's not about being controlling or shutting people out, it's about protecting your own energy and creating a healthier dynamic. So, the biggest takeaways from today's episode. 1. Know yourself. Figure out what makes you feel good and what drains your energy. 2. Talk it out. Clear communication is key to setting and maintaining boundaries. 3. Embrace the power of no. You don't owe anyone an explanation for prioritizing your well-being. 4. Remember, it's a two-way street. Respect your partner's boundaries just as much as you expect them to respect yours. And finally, remember that boundaries are like muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they become. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little boundary boosting. And if you have any stories or questions about setting healthy limits in relationships, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going and build a community of empowered relationship rockstars together. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.